Hello there. Welcome back to the Success Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Gemma Bernad. Welcome to episode 218 titled, Are You Being 100% Responsible for Your Business? This episode is going to be a truth talk like I haven't delivered in a long time, because this is a conversation and a question I've had, I continuously ask myself and answer regularly. And it's one that I think every entrepreneur, everyone who owns a business, in fact, if you've got a heartbeat, you should be asking yourself this question, whether it's in business, in life, in relationships, in health, in parenting, are you being 100% responsible? Because if you're a driven, committed, ambitious woman and you have a big vision for your business and you don't yet have that in your reality, and if you in fact find yourself in that situation where you keep repeating your same circumstances and you may be only edging forward a little bit at a time, then it's a very good chance that you are not taking 100% responsibility for the results you do and don't have, and it's time to make that change. So strap the seatbelt on. Let's dive into this episode.
Welcome to the Success Revolution podcast with Gemma Bernad.
As I said at the beginning in the intro of this question I really want you to sit with today and to answer and to contemplate and to go into and to get curious about is, are you being 100% responsible for your business, for everything you have and everything you don't have in your business? Now, I want to take you back into about 2018, where I really first learned this concept of 100% responsibility. And I was working with a mentor at the time in a transformational coaching program. And this was something that we learned very early on about responsibility. And it was a really big wake-up call for me at the time, because just this concept of being 100% responsible was something that really just agitated my system. It triggered me. Like, that's the truth. It triggered me, because when you really sit with this, I promise you, things are going to come up. You're going to have questions that come up. You're going to have triggers that come up. You're going to have uncomfortable emotions that come up. You're going to have stories that come up. You're going to have excuses that come up. You're going to have excuses. Trust me, you're going to have excuses that come up. Because we all find ourselves in this space when things aren't necessarily going either the way we want, or they're not moving at the speed that we want in our business. And we are feeling like we're out of control. It's so easy to step into that space of giving our responsibility away. Oh, I'm not making sales. Oh, it's because my audience don't have the money to invest. It's because of the economy. It's because of inflation. It's because of interest rates. Oh, people aren't reading my content. I'm not getting as much engagement on my content. Well, it's the algorithm's fault. It's Facebook. Oh, it's an influx of people coming onto social media. Oh, it's Threads. It's the new app. Oh, I'm not making the money I want. I'm not yet making that money there. Oh, it's my beliefs fault. It's my past relationship with money. It's so easy. Maybe you can see yourself in that. It's so easy to fall into that space where we take a circumstance, we take our reality, we take the thing we don't have, the thing we want, the thing we don't yet have, and we start to look for all the reasons outside of ourselves as to why we don't have them. And the moment that we do that, we are literally handing all of our power away. We're saying, I've got no control over this. And not even control, but I don't have the power to make a different decision here. Because if it's, you know, people are engaging on my content, oh, well, it's the algorithm, it's Facebook algorithm. Well, I can't do anything about that. So I just won't. And this is the thing that we've got to start getting into the pattern of. We've got to start shifting this pattern. So anyway, back to my story. First learned about this in 2018. Very triggered with this. And I want to take this out of business for a moment. And I want to take it into relationships. Because something that, and I don't really know where I picked this belief up, but I'd always, you know, people talk about, oh, relationships are 50-50. Now, I've been married to my husband coming up to 10 years. We've been together for 11 and a half. Sorry, honey, if you're listening to this and I haven't got it. He always laughs because I always forget how long we've been together for. And I always just thought, oh, it's 50-50. We're in a partnership. Partnership means equal. That means I'm 50% responsible. He's 50% responsible. Like, yep, that makes sense. So if I don't have what I want in my relationship, well, I'm 50% responsible for it and he's 50% responsible for it. And that didn't always work very well, because that meant if he did something that I didn't like, well, that was his responsibility to change, as opposed to what can I choose here? What's my responsibility? So I was just giving all of my power away in my relationship. Well, I can't feel any different. I can't have a different experience in my business, in my relationship, unless my husband changes something. And so unless he is responsible for his partner. That doesn't work for anyone. And so he waltzed in this concept of 100% responsibility. And I was like, oh, well, hang on a second. So he says something to me that I don't like. He makes an off-the-cuff comment that maybe, you know, he says, you know, my husband's a joker, so maybe he has a little joke with me and I take it a bit seriously. 50% responsible me is like, well, he shouldn't have said that. That's made me angry. That's unfair. I don't like that. 100% responsible version of me says my responsibility lies where? So I am responsible for my reality. I am responsible for the experience I just had, not him, me. And if I don't like it, what am I going to do about it? And a lot of people will go to, well, you're going to tell our husband I don't like that and make him change his behavior. Well, that's still giving away your power. That's still making him responsible. 100% responsible me goes, well, I am responsible for my reaction. I am responsible for the emotional trigger. I am responsible for the narrative that I run. I am responsible for how, for what I say in reaction to that, what I do in reaction to that. That's when I'm 100% responsible, that's what I'm focused on. That's what I'm looking at. And it's the same thing if I bring this back into my business. If something isn't going the way that I want in my business, and I am in that space of I'm not 100% responsible, I'm 50%. When it comes to my social media and my audience's engagement, Facebook is 50% responsible, because we're always in relationship. We're in relationship with our business. We're in relationship with money. We're in relationship with our clients. We're in relationship with social media. We're in relationship with our content. Well, if I apply that same 50-50 principle that so many people do, because that's what relationships is about, it's 50-50, right? Well, then if my content isn't getting the engagement that I want, I'm not getting the reach, I'm not getting the comments, I'm not getting the feedback, I'm not getting the whatever, well, I've done my part. It's Facebook's fault. Mark Zuckerberg, change this. Again, I'm just at the whim of him changing the algorithm? No, what I have to look at is 100% responsibility 100% of the time. If I'm not getting engagement on my content, if my reach has dropped, if I'm not getting people signing up to my free opt-in or whatever it is, then I have to look at where is my 100%. I'm responsible for all of this. I'm responsible for where my attention goes. I'm responsible for the thoughts that I have. I'm responsible for the emotional triggers that I give space to. I'm responsible for the emotions that come up and how I process them. I'm responsible for my reaction. I'm responsible for the actions that I take or do not take as a result of that thing happening. I take all of my power back. And that allows me to start making different choices about things that I think, how I respond and react, the actions that I take, all of those things. We have to be 100% responsible. And you know where this became really evident to me? So at the time of recording this, we're in the middle of the women's soccer or football World Cup. And Australia are into the quarterfinals. And it's incredible. And my family and I sat down and we watched their last game, and it was a nail biter. The tension was incredible. So it was Australia played France. It was such an amazing game. And if you watched it, you will know what, if you're Australian and you watched it, you will know what I am talking about. It was amazing. So the entire game was played. It's a team sport, as you well know. Okay, 90 minutes with some extra time for injuries was played, and it was nil all at the end of full time. So they went into an extra 15 minutes, extra two halves of 15 minutes. Okay, team went back out and off they went. And again, nil all at full time. It was like incredible. It was such an incredible game. Both teams just really, the defense and the attack was just incredible. So many incredible saves, so many incredible attempts, but still nil all at the end of the second round of 15 minutes. Now, from that point, it has to go to penalty shootout. So penalty shootout, you've got your goalkeeper in the goals, and one person comes up at a time and shoots in, and it's just goalkeeper, striker and goalkeeper. It's just one-on-one. And, you know, it's just back and forth, back and forth. It's the first, they do five goes first, and it's obviously whoever gets the most. Anyway, it just kept going. I think we did 10 rounds in the end. 10 rounds. It was incredible. Incredible. Anyway, it was the 10th round, and France had gone first. So we went into the 10th round of penalty shootout. And one of their top players comes up to the ball and she kicks the ball to the left corner and it hits the post and goes out. And she's devastated, as you'd imagine, absolutely devastated. And then Australia comes up and I think it's Courtney Vine, if I got her name correctly, comes up to the ball. And the goalie's there on guard, you know, jumping around, really like trying to predict which way the ball's going to go. And she kicks it to the right corner. It just goes in beautifully and Australia wins. Australia wins on a penalty shootout. And one of my kids turned to me in that moment and was like, it's basically, the words that they said were something like, it's all that girl's fault from France that she didn't win. It's all her fault. I thought that's such an interesting concept of, it's like how it's so easy to just, you know, blame just the one person. Now, she was 100% responsible in that moment for what happened. But every single team member was 100% responsible for the contribution to that game and that scoreline. Yes, she may have missed that shot in that moment. But if everyone just blames her, they're all giving their power away. What about the two 15-minute halves when no one scored then? What about the 90 minutes before that? You can't play a game like that at that level. Imagine at that level, at that elite level. These are the best women in the world playing soccer or football, wherever you're from, whatever you call it. Imagine if everyone was just blaming everyone. Oh, well, she didn't get it. That wasn't taking 100% responsibility. Do you think those women would be playing at the level that they are, achieving what they're achieving? But that absolute epitome of success in their sport, if they weren't then looking in the mirror and being 100% responsible for them and how they played every single minute of that game, that's what it means to be 100% responsible in your business. That no matter what happens, even if it is, in their instance, this one girl had the penalty, she had have got it, it would have been all again, it would have been even, and we would have to go to another round. Imagine if they played that way, said, oh, it's her fault. She didn't get it. Instead of going, what am I 100% responsible for? What sort of team would they have? What sort of success would they have? They'd probably have pretty disempowering success. They probably wouldn't be at that. In fact, there's no way that they could play at that level. How do you play in your business when something doesn't go the way you want? Are you blaming the person who missed the penalty shootout? The Zuckerbergs and the clients who don't have the money and the whatever it might be? Or are you stepping back in and going, okay, what am I 100% responsible for here? What's my responsibility? And your responsibility lies in the narrative, the stories you tell yourself, the trigger you allow your nervous system to go into, how you emotionally process some of those tough situations. You know, we're so quick, and this is about, you know, conditioning from school. We're so quick to stand up when we're winning and we're doing well and say, yes, I'm proud of myself. That was me. But when things don't go the way we want, how are we then carrying ourselves then? What level of responsibility are we taking? And this isn't about getting into, you know, into criticizing ourselves and blaming ourselves. No, it's not about that. It's just about looking at what choices we can make. What are we doing there? How are we reacting in those moments? What are we choosing in those moments? What actions are we choosing to do? Your business isn't where you want it to be yet. I want to ask you, are you taking 100% responsibility for the state that it's in? Because the buck stops with you. The buck always stops with you. Even if you've got a team that work for you, the buck always stops with you. Who you're being, what you're choosing, how you're acting, it begins and ends with you in your business. And when you really allow that to be something that you believe to be true, like it was for me back in 2018, it could trigger you and then it will liberate you. It will free you. It will free you to start to step into who you need to be to run the business you want to run, because everything you have or don't have in your business is a reflection of you, a reflection of who you are at an identity level, because we can't outcreate our identity. The stories that you tell yourself, the beliefs that you hold, the emotions that you repress or let yourself roll around in, the actions you take or don't take, the choices you make, all of it, your responsibility, a reflection of you. And some of you may go into some victim mentality around that. And some of you will see that as liberating and start to think, okay, who do I need to be? What do I need to learn? How can I grow and evolve to become the person I need to be, to be 100% responsible, to take full ownership for everything? That's what's required. Because I can promise you right now that people, think about people that run million-dollar, multi-million-dollar companies, multi-billion-dollar companies. They take responsibility. They take responsibility for everything that happens. People that are at elite levels in sport, that are the most successful, take responsibility for everything they have and don't have, everything they do and don't do, everything they think and don't think. They know that they are 100% responsible 100% of the time. And when you own that within yourself, without judging yourself, we're not going to get into any of this self-effacing judgment and criticism like, oh, I'm a bad person. No, it's not about that. It's about letting yourself see and own the power that you have. You are always creating. You're a being that creates by nature. You cannot switch that off. You are constantly creating your reality, your experience, your circumstances. When you own that, you take your power back. And I want to invite you into that today. And I want you, I want you to take that away. I want you to ask yourself, are you being 100% responsible in and for your business? And go into that and see, where are those spaces where maybe you are just being 50% responsible? Maybe you are blaming. something or someone outside of yourself. And how can you take that power back? With responsibility comes great power. And with great power comes great responsibility. That is not my quote. I don't know who said that. If anyone knows, let me know. So I want to leave you with that question in today's episode. Are you being 100% responsible for your business and in your business? So if you want to dive deeper into this, you are invited to come into my world. At the time of recording this, I'm about to host the Body Led Business online retreat. It's 3 days. I'm going to help you shift from employee to CEO in your business and build out your very own thriving, sustainable revenue model for a business that grows with or without you. The details to join that are in the show notes. Replays will be available. Go and check that out. But just leaving that with you today, are you being 100% responsible in and for your business? Okay. All right. Have an incredible day. Thank you for being here with me for another episode, and I'll see you for another episode really soon.